Welcome to the Automated Daily, Tech News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI. Today is April 18th, 2024, and we're diving into the latest and most intriguing developments in the tech world. From groundbreaking advancements in quantum computing to the latest updates from Google and Tesla, we've got a lot to cover. So let's get started. Tesla is making headlines again as it seeks shareholder approval to change its state of incorporation from Delaware to Texas. Additionally, the company is looking to reinstate CEO Elon Musk's substantial $55.8 billion compensation package, which was previously nullified by a Delaware judge due to concerns about fairness to shareholders. This proposal will be up for a vote at Tesla's annual meeting on June 13, 2024. The company's board is advocating for the reinstatement, highlighting the CEO's significant contributions to Tesla's performance since 2018. In the realm of artificial intelligence, Google is integrating its AI chatbot, Gemini, into the Chrome browser's address bar. This feature, currently available in the Chrome Canary developer build, allows users to interact with AI directly from their browser by typing @Gemini, followed by their query. This integration is designed to simplify access to AI capabilities and enhance user interaction with various Google products. Security alert for Android users. A new banking malware has been detected, exploiting vulnerabilities in the Android operating system to steal sensitive information. This malware can bypass standard security measures and is capable of stealing a wide range of data, from IP addresses to online banking certificates. It spreads through third-party app stores and malicious updates, highlighting the need for vigilance when downloading apps and updates. Boston Dynamics has unveiled a new, all-electric humanoid robot named Atlas. This latest version is smaller and lighter than its predecessors and features advanced 360-degree joints, allowing for dynamic and previously impossible movements. The company is positioning Atlas as the world's most dynamic humanoid robot, marking a significant step towards the commercialization of robotic technology. A significant breakthrough in quantum computing has been achieved by researchers who have developed a system capable of producing, storing, and retrieving quantum information. This system uses a semiconductor quantum dot and a cloud of hot rubidium atoms, paving the way for scalable quantum networks and potentially a stable quantum internet. The findings were published in Science Advances, indicating a promising future for quantum communication technologies. NASA is gearing up for an ambitious mission with the Dragonfly rotorcraft, set to explore Titan, one of Saturn's moons. Scheduled for launch in July 2028, the mission will investigate Titan's surface for 2 years after its arrival in 2034. Despite the mission's cost doubling to $3.35 billion due to various factors, including the pandemic, the scientific community is optimistic about the insights Dragonfly could provide into Titan's unique environment. In cybersecurity news, Cisco has issued a warning about a severe command injection vulnerability in its integrated management controller software. This vulnerability, which could allow attackers to gain root privileges, underscores the ongoing challenges in securing complex networked systems. Cisco has released patches to address this issue, emphasizing the importance of timely updates in maintaining system security. Found Energy, a startup initially focused on space technology, has pivoted to address Earth's energy challenges. The company has developed a process that uses aluminum and water to generate heat and hydrogen gas, offering a carbon-negative solution for industrial heating. With $12 million in recent funding, Found Energy is exploring applications in sectors like marine shipping and long-haul trucking, demonstrating the potential of innovative energy solutions in addressing environmental concerns. Google Workspace is enhancing its suite with AI-driven updates aimed at boosting productivity, security, and inclusivity. Announced at Google Cloud Next 24, these updates include AI-powered video creation tools, enhanced cyber threat defenses, and AI-driven data leakage protection. These enhancements reflect Google's commitment to integrating AI across its services, improving user experience and enterprise efficiency. Lastly, the fintech sector is seeing interesting developments as Mercury, known for its B2B services, expands into consumer banking. Despite regulatory challenges, Mercury is leveraging its existing customer base, to offer personal banking services, aiming to create synergies between its B2B and consumer offerings. This move highlights the evolving landscape of financial services, where companies are increasingly looking to diversify and innovate in response to changing market demands. That wraps up today's episode of the Automated Daily Tech News Edition. We've covered a wide range of topics, from AI integrations and cybersecurity to innovative robotics and quantum computing breakthroughs. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope you join us again tomorrow for more updates from the tech world. Stay curious and informed.